change the color of the school lights and fill my car with patches where it keeps up children. So I read this article earlier today or yesterday, I think it was on John's blog. It was about the mixtape, the death of the mixtape, and how this guy made a mixtape for his girlfriend, and she only liked a few songs on it, so she decided to pull those songs, she cherry-picked them out, and, you know, just listened to them on their own, and kind of threw away the rest of the mixtape.
That's but, so sad.
Yeah, it's an affront to what the mixtape is all about.
Right.
And that pretty much insults the whole idea of the mixtape. I mean, I'm assuming you guys made mixtapes when you were younger?
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Do you guys still make them?
Mix CD. I did one, like, 4 years ago.
you made it for...
But for friends, recently, I made one within this past year, yes.
You actually have made me mixtapes in the past, but, like, just songs on CD. But, like, a mixtape meaning you actually labored over which song would go in which order.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you've done this.
Yeah. I found songs in my mom's car in the glove box that you gave me. I don't know if you poured over the order.
They definitely had
a theme. You know, they had a one-word title that encapsulated the theme of the disc.
Oh.
Those are my favorite. I love mixed CDs from my friends. The music that they've picked, that they love, and they're willing to share with me.
I used to have a very precise method of making mixtapes. And, like, I had a formula and everything. But I actually don't do it anymore. I mean, I think precisely for that reason is because I realized that people won't listen to them in that same order anymore. In fact, I don't even listen to them in the same order.
What was your formula?
Like, for example, my formula, I have to start off with, like, I'll go with two soft songs and then kick up the level for a couple songs. Track number three has to be, like,
it's intense.
I mean, I break it down and I want, like, I only double up on two artists. And I feel like track seven has to be upbeat. Like, I try to fit this formula together. And then, so I'd be very, very intense about it. But I haven't actually made one of those in a long time. And then when I do make one, even if it's for a girlfriend, I will duplicate it for other people. But I will call it that. Like, this one is called Linda or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I will just dupe it out. So maybe you've heard one of these mixes.
Do you think your girlfriend was offended that you kind of dished out this disc to other people?
I didn't tell them.
Oh, so they don't know.
No, I mean, would you, because
until this podcast, in which wow. you're seething inside. No.
Because CDs, you can do that, but with actual mixtapes back then, you couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But now you can.
Right.
And do you guys think the mix CD still has much magic? Because now it takes maybe like an hour to make versus before it might have taken you, you know, when you just had a CD burner, you had to burn the song, put it on your computer, and then kick it out, and it would be like two times speed.
The thought and the action are still there. You're willing to share that piece of you that loves this music that appeals to you with someone else. You're taking the time to burn the CD. How is that any different from burning a tape? Even though it's a lot shorter, it might take you, you know, 3 minutes.
Well, for example, let's say it's an anniversary or a birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Would you give a mix CD to your girlfriend? Like, that's it.
I don't think it means as much anymore because it's so quick. Like, you can do it so easily. So it's kind of like, you know, stopping at the 7-Eleven, picking up, you know, a fake flower or something. It just it doesn't have the same kind of a commitment that time you put into it.
That's death to the mix CD/music tapes.
It would
basically
be...
you're saying that it's dead, and I don't know.
It's not dead, but I think that girls,
it's not as meaningful?
Girls don't think it's meaningful. I mean, you're a girl, so you can tell us.
I think it's meaningful. If he wants to make me one, I would be so flattered because he has never done that for me. I just dropped a name.
That's fine. I can edit that out.
But you can't get away with just that. If you show up with a burned CD with, you know, Sharpie marker title on front and nothing else.
Back in the day, I would say I made one mix CD or tape per relationship. And that could let you ride for a while.
But receiving that is better than not receiving anything at all, right?
Well, you get other stuff.
I mean, there might be other things, but I would appreciate it.
Like, now I feel like you need to up the ante. You got to give them a mix CD every month. Because it's like, it takes that much time. You can't just like, here's a mix CD. Thank you, honey. It's been 1 year. You got to hit them like, it's
more of an accessory to another gift than a gift in and of itself anymore.
I guess my perspective is coming from where I've received like techno gadgety gifts. I've gotten a camera, I've gotten a stereo, I've gotten a Wii. You know, these are all the sorts of presents that I've received. And so for me, something as sentimental as a CD is very meaningful because it's not something I normally receive.
And even though it can be duplicated very quickly to, say, other people, mm-hmm. it doesn't take away from it?
I don't think so, because it was made specifically with me in mind.
That's true. Like, if somebody else played it, especially if there's songs that you both maybe know or have some significance mm-hmm. in your relationship, you know, if somebody played your girlfriend's mix CD, they wouldn't get the same kind of reaction out of it because it wasn't really meant for them. Whereas, you know, like, your significant other was thinking that when you hear this song, this some so and so is going to go through your mind. You. Right.
That's true. That actually leads me to talk about the poison pill aspect of the mix CD.
What's because, the poison pill aspect?
Well, when you break up, invariably in my case, when this CD then becomes, it reminds you of the relationship, and in some level, I think when you're making it, or even afterwards, you realize that. I mean, I don't know if you guys get emotionally affected enough to the point where you can't listen to that CD anymore. Because you know what song is coming next, you know what it means, like, what are you going to do? Do you not listen to the CD? I mean, does that affect you guys at
That's
all?
That's never happened to me before.
I think it might have happened to me. I put the CD away for a while. You can revisit it when it doesn't hurt as much anymore. But what does it spoil individual songs for you too? Are those songs just done for you, or is it just the album?
I don't think it spoils the song, but here's what happens on a traditional mix CD. Like, you listen to the end of a song, and you kind of know the next song that's coming on that CD. So, like, you're like, whoa, how do I know that? Mm-hmm. And then it feels very familiar, so it's like you recognize, oh, well, this was the song that leads to this song, and that was because of this relationship.
True.
And that's you never happened really to me.
Oh,
know.
No, it's good.
That's
I mean, it's fantastic.
For me, like, going through breakup, I make my own sad music CDs, the melancholy, sad stuff, the emo stuff that you prefer.
You make your own songs?
You have your, your playlist that you put on repeat. I do, at least, to help me move through the relationship. I remember listening to Depeche Mode Somebody over and over in 2001.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
You make your own soundtrack to make yourself feel better?
No,
or
you
whatever.
Make you
to make,
make
yourself cry almost.
Yeah, it's like a
coping
warm
mechanism.
Blanket that you wallow in for self-pity.
What do you call it? What do you call it?
I don't call it it's just your breakup mix.
Your breakup mix.
Songs that just capture
your cozy blanket, your protector.
Yeah.
interesting. Actually,
you never did that for yourself? Like when you're going through sad parts in your life?
Oh, I don't
from
get
relationships
sad.
Or no. Okay.
No, because I mean there's so many things that already bring you down or up, I guess. You know what I'm saying? In the song and the music. Yeah, I've never done that.
But you feel alongside that artist or whatever invokes that emotion within you from that song, I feel like it helps you express that emotion within yourself because you don't necessarily end up crying, but you emote. And I feel like that's part of the healing process, the coping mechanism.
I will try it next time around. Would it be too far to ask one of you guys for one of your Feel Better CDs?
No, yeah.
Because I guess I'm curious what it would be like. Yeah.
So it would be a lot of Depeche Mode. Songs
The
to,
Cure, Pictures of You.
Songs that open a vein to.
Some Dashboard Confessional, apparently.
Some
Title and Registration, Death Cab for Cutie. Makes me cry sometimes just sitting there driving in the car.
Wow.
On a sunny day. I don't even need to be sad.
I mean, you know, these songs that help you process emotions, you know what we're talking about, right?
Yeah, I mean, I do. I just don't put them on
Eric
purpose,
Carmen, All By Myself. You know, you just stare at that. Rain,
this sounds. This is like a Grey's Anatomy episode right now.
It is.
Just fog from your breath, steaming up against it. Through loneliness,
making sad faces on the window.
My last question about like romance and playlists is: do you guys still have a song? I mean, you guys are both in relationships. Do you guys have a song that's? I mean, you did this in like high school. Like in high school, you could name.
Song.
Yeah. Do you have a particular song?
The closest. that would come to that would probably be the Charlie Brown Christmas soundtrack.
Oh, how did that come about?
I think we saw it on TV one day, and we decided that that would be our song.
Wow, the piano thing?
The whole album.
The whole album. You have a whole album.
That's cute. That's cute.
Do you have any?
I can't think of one. When we've talked about this, because we have a wedding coming up, but we don't really have a song.
You don't have a song?
Mm-mm.
Do you want one?
I don't know if we need one, but it's just something. We don't have a song. I don't know.
Okay.
This is so PBS. Case you're done.
In the beginning, I remember that God.
Okay. So my other question regarding playlists is once I happened to look at my friend's iTunes playlist and there were named things that were themes, which was nice. And there was two or three of them that were like in the bedroom one, in the bedroom two. So what I'm curious about is...
Is that yours?
No, it's nobody in this room. Like, and it's, what's funny is that she wasn't looking at me. So I just started playing them like in order. And her head picked up and was like, what are you doing? I'm like, So, I mean, do you guys, I mean, when people have sex and they have music that gets them in the mood, is that something you guys are familiar with? I'm not familiar with this concept.
I personally don't listen to R&B music when I'm getting it on. I kind of put on electronica music. Those driving beats.
You got a little faster rhythm. I see.
Or like Sade. You know, you could keep.
So you so music, like, okay, as a guy, like, let's say you're about to sleep with somebody, like, would you, like, run to the stereo and go turn on a certain song or, like, throw in a CD?
Maybe, yeah, I've done that.
You would. You have done that before.
I don't have a mix lined up. You know, I don't have, like, my Keith Sweat R&B smooth hits to, like, use them.
Like, what kind of music would you throw in?
I mean, sometimes it's just, like, for... noise issues, you know, just in case you don't want to.
I think, yeah, the context, because I still live with my parents, so that's why I play music in the background to kind of mask the sounds. My bedroom's right next, I mean, we share a wall, so.
Wait.
It'd be slightly awkward.
That would be, okay, I don't want to get into that. Okay, so, I mean, I actually did this once, or I tried to do this once, and, like, I put it on shuffle, so, like, eventually at some point, like, just some, like, musical music started playing. And then I was requested to, like, can we change the music? And I'm just like, that's so embarrassing. It was like, it's worse than that. It was Kenny Loggins. The nighttime episode of, like, you know, Return to Pooh Corner and stuff like that. And so I was like, well, what kind of music would put people in the mood? I'm like, I'm not familiar with this. I either listen to very soft acoustic stuff or, like, rap. I don't have electronica to throw on, apparently.
Well, I would say...
I would not listen to rap.
Maybe Jade.
Yeah.
Be a good choice.
She's always good. That's number one, I think.
Number one.
Sensual, soulful.
Yeah. Like lounge, groovy lounge music. Maybe Thievery Corporation.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure. Thievery. I don't know them. I don't know them at all, actually. Would you judge somebody who just starts throwing in some, like, weird music?
I think it depends on the music. It's kind of like doing it in front of your cat. It feels awkward and you don't want to go there. Sometimes music, it's that same vibe, like, this isn't the right time or place for that song.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think there are songs you can put on that will probably kill the mood.
So, quickly. Would you go make a playlist now that I told you about it? Just to be ready? Or not?
I never did in the past, though. We would just find an electronic song or, you know, the genius playlist can do the same
electronic
thing.
Electronic makes sense, you know, because there aren't words. Maybe it's just...
And you're trying to cover up. Mm-hmm. Like, you're using it more for, like, cover chatter.
Cover up.
You're not really... Right. You're just like,
noise
okay.
in the background.
Right. Cover chatter. And you would consider putting a playlist together? Not so much.
Like, think of the last time you had sex. Did you play music or you didn't play any music?
God, it's so long ago.
You mean, like, make out?
Okay.
I generally like music in the back. I don't like silence, period.
Yeah.
So I like something happening.
Yeah.
But the last time I had to involve music and sex, you know, I kind of just went with Robin Thicke, which kind of works.
I could see that. Yeah, I could see, definitely. Yeah,
but that was desperation, as opposed to.
Like, so was that your? That was like, I will win her over with this song. This will be the foreplay movement.
Well, you've already like won them over because you're already like in bed.
You're already in. Okay, this isn't a foreplay.
But it was better than silence.
Yeah, I mean, you never want silence.
So you would.
Well, I've been thinking about doing one, but then I'm like, what would I do?
You wouldn't call it in the bedroom, so people stumble on your iTunes. And you're like,
no.
It's like hiding your pornography. You got to hide your sex in the bedroom playlist with a different title.
That's pretty intimate. Yeah, who would you share that list with?
Well, see, now
would you share that with us, John?
I'll share everything with you guys. Now, I mean, now the question is, like, let's say you have such a list. It's very specific to your partner, and it's almost like the love mix plus one. Because, like, you know, that's like a whole different category. Because it's not only your mixtape of things that make me think about you. It's like the mixtape of songs that we play when we have sex.
Oh, so you're not going to burn me a CD of your love tunes and be like, hey, you know, this really worked for me the other night. Why don't you try this out?
Or you might hide one in there. It'll be the Easter egg and be like, which one is the song that we make love to? Name that tune.
That's funny because I feel like when you read a lot of music critics and you read reviews, sometimes they talk about like, this is the track you got to put on when you like get down to business or something.
Yeah, I mean, there've been, you know, historically there's been like the classic like Riders on the Storm. Riders on the Storm.
Number one song to have sex to.
Who is that by?
Riders on
the Doors.
What?
Wow, John, really?
I wasn't here in the 80s.
They're not here in the 80s.
Oh, in the 60s, 70s, whatever. But here's the thing, like, you know, like the cliche, like Barry White might be cliche, right? Is that his name, Barry White? So if somebody actually puts on Barry White, wouldn't you be like, really? You're going to go there?
Or Al Green. It might be funny, but you'd still go have sex, right? I mean,
well, do it in an ironic way, as a gag. It's like,
I might just start laughing, wouldn't you? If a guy comes in and he really puts on Barry White, like now it's
that's
so cliche.
That's not a bad thing. I mean, I think if you can laugh in the bedroom, that, you know, loosens up some tension, and it's not a bad thing.
So no points for originality.
You can do it because it's a gag. It's that cliche, you know, the Cosby Show thing. Where somebody
but what if they're real you know serious? What if they're real serious about the Barry White?
Like somebody real serious about like they're like, when they're in bed?
Yeah, I mean, they are on, seriously, you know, putting like, on this music in hopes of getting you to bed. Wouldn't you just be like, really?
I think I would laugh more if they still had their socks on than laugh at their song choice.
Okay.
I mean, that's a whole other topic. If you think that they're using music as a way to ply you into getting into bed, that's something different than just having kind of a soundtrack to follow along with, you know, what's going to happen.
That's true. You
know, in the dark.
Okay. Any other points you want to bring up about playlists in the bedroom?
Why don't we all think of one song that...
one song that you would play.
That would be on the list. Or not necessarily a song, but just a genre of music or an artist.
An artist? I have mine. I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Go.
I would go with Music Soul Child.
Okay.
Excepting Just Friends. Because everybody knows that song and they would just sing along. You can't sing along while you're in bed. So Music Soul Child minus that song. So.
I would do Motorcycle as the Rush Comes. It's a good it's a good electronica song.
Okay.
For me, I'm probably gonna go with like 1950s jazz, just because it's more abstract. You don't get distracted by the words, and it fills space nicely.
Point, but I could not. I don't think I could do Miles Davis. You know,
trumpet,
in
saxophone,
blue.
Blah, blah,
I couldn't
blah.
Do something that I associate with sad or
really. You don't cry when you're having sex?
Only 2 minutes
awesome
in.
Crying sex.
They did it on Mad Men, so I don't know. You know, that may discourage or encourage you, depending on how you think about that.
All right. Well, I'm excited to hear your mixtapes, the sad ones, the in-the-bedroom ones, and just the ones in general. And all right, great. Thanks for coming. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for having us.
Great to be here.